coming up on this edition of Utica County Radio. Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, your hosts for the show, are going to get into listener questions. That's all coming up next, right here on Utica County Radio.
Whitaker and Hamer presents
Utica County with Joshua Whitaker and Joseph Hamer.
Welcome into Utica County Radio. Your hosts, Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer. They're managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, practicing attorneys here in the great state of North Carolina. They have offices conveniently located in Raleigh, Garner, Cleveland, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay Farina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. I'm Morgan Patrick, and today we're going to get into some, listener questions. Looking forward to it, but the guys have been busy with AI, and we've got some new music for you.
In Utica County, where truth prevails, Josh and Joe lay down law state. Outlaw lawyers with a tale to tell. Their voices echo where justice wells. Outlaws and truth lighting the way through Utica night and Utica day. In dusty courthouses where stories unfold, Josh and Joe fight against the lies sold. With twangs of voice, justice in sight, they shine a light through the darkest night. Outlaws and truth lighting the way, turning chaos to order, each word they say.
All right, there you go. We got to work on the segues out because it's pretty abrupt. Maybe AI is going to work on that, but I like it, guys. I like the new sound.
Yeah, I like it too. The words are kind of hard to hear, but the words that AI gave that song were pretty top notch. But yeah, we'll work on it. It's AI is not so concerned about intros and outros and ending it clean. It just kind of stops, but you get what you pay for, which was zero, right?
Pretty good value.
Yeah, but you guys getting ready for Christmas? Everybody getting their stuff done for Christmas?
I was going to let you answer first, Morgan.
I'm an old hat at it. My kids are a little bit older. You guys, this is where the story is. You've got the younger kids, and this is a huge holiday.
You think?
Yeah, I think it's
I was going to give my kids the gift of humility this year. So just nothing, man. Just let them understand. Just give them nothing. Give them all. I'm going to give each of them a firm handshake the morning of Christmas.
A job well done. Good job this year, guys. Yeah.
You guys, nah. I'm way behind, man. I'm usually ahead of the game. I don't know what it is. So I'm going to be doing the mad dash scramble is what I'm going to be doing. Mm. But I'll get it done, man. In crunch time, that's when I perform the best. So
yeah. My main problem is when I go out and I physically go out and shop and I walk in and you see the line at the register, it's just a cold shower. I don't want to do that. You would think I'd learn over the years just to go early, get it done, but I don't. A lot of it's online now. I don't know about you guys, but yeah, online is king.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of that. For sure. But it's too late now. It's too late. Like, even Amazon, man, there's a lot of stuff you can't get before Christmas at this point. So I'm in a bind, man. I'm going to have to go do the physical in-person deal. So
I don't ever get anything besides, like, groceries. Like, and I'm talking about groceries that would get, like, meat and vegetables, things that you can't really – like, I get everything online. I do all my shopping online, right?
You can get meat and vegetables online, man. What are you talking about?
You can't. But I don't know what I want. Just go to the...
You like to see your meat before you purchase it.
That's right. Yeah. And vegetables.
Yeah.
I had to charge, right? I was coming back. I was driving the EV, and I was coming back from down east, and I had to stop in Smithfield to do a fast charge. I wasn't going to make it, right? And they got a little station down there at the outlet stores down in Smithfield, so I went to charge there. Real cold and windy, nowhere to stand, right? So I had to just go walk. It was packed. This was last week. It was packed.
Yeah.
And they had some kind of toy store there. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll find something, you know, and I walked through there. No, man. It's not – when you can get
– It ain't like it used to be?
No, man. You can go online and get anything, like, anything you want. You know, vintage toys they don't make anymore, like, you know, any of the new stuff you want. And so when you go into, like, a physical toy store now, very disappointing. Lots of games. Like, lots of board games and stuff.
You don't like the board games, man?
No, I'm not a big board game guy.
You don't
guy.
Play games? It's very all business.
Who's playing all these board games?
Your kids want to play a game. You're just like, no, son. Son?
It's kind of that retro feel. Last few years at family outings, they brought out board games, and, you know, it's almost comical. The kids don't understand it, but they do learn it. And,
oh, man.
You kind of have to force them to play.
You guys got
to
get new families.
Now, I gotta go ahead and just say, this is Judica County Radio. We are going to get in some legal listener questions here, but we're having kind of a holiday discussion. So I'm going to throw this question at both of you since you have significant others. Have you ever heard, honey, I don't want anything this year. I've got everything I want. Let's focus on the kids, or maybe we put the money away and we take a trip. Have you ever not gotten your significant other a holiday gift after they said they didn't want anything, and then how did it go if that's the case?
What a question, man. I'm not answering that question.
I think we've done that. We've done that for a couple of years, just kind of put the focus on the kids and not really worried about it too much. It goes all right in our household. It's probably not great, but it's nice not to have to think about that when you're putting a lot of effort into the kids. I think when the kids get older, we'll probably go back to it. But
maybe not. Maybe you do even less. Maybe you do even less then, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and give you an wrong answer, because you always get them something, even if it's small.
A firm handshake.
I know the ladies out there are going to agree with me. Yeah, you may want to steer away from the big items, but a little something. You know, it's a holiday. Yeah,
read them a Christmas story.
Surprise.
You know?
What? Hold on, I want to go back real quick. I know we're probably going to come up against a break here in a minute. What board games are you guys playing?
Me, personally?
Yeah. Yeah. What board games?
Monopoly.
Like, my kids wanted to play Risk, and we have the board game, and Risk is a very fun game.
That's
but why wouldn't
one.
You just play the video game version of it, where it rolls all the dice for you? And
that's not the same, man. I'm not playing any board games these days, man. That's not a thing I'm doing. No offense to anybody who is. I know there's a lot of folks who are big board aficionados, but
And I don't see how. And these weren't like the role playing board games. I know there's some folks who really get into like the D&D style board games. This was just like 82 versions of Monopoly, and then, like, I guess since Apples to Apples came out, there's all these different versions of, like, it's the same game, but it's just like a card.
Sure.
Yeah. But
yeah, I mean, there are a lot of Hungry Hippo is a retro game that's come back. A lot of people like that. I like what is it, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, because you can get your frustrations out and you know, you basically pound on the toy as opposed to your relatives. I mean, those are good things.
I guess, man. I don't have any board games lined up for the kids this year. We didn't include board games.
That's going to be a miserable and depressing Christmas for your boys, man. they told me how much they were like, I just want daddy to buy us one board game this year.
No dice.
Yeah, they tell me that every time I see him, man.
Okay, let me jump in before we get into our legal questions. We do have the consults. Josh, kind of explain the complimentary consults. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our first listener question. Obviously legal, but again, consults available to our listeners.
Yeah, what we've been doing on the show here lately is just if you call in, and Morgan will give you the number and the email. But if you contact us, you know, during the show, we're going to meet with you for free. We're going to do a free consult. Usually, most of those end up being estate planning, because we spend a lot of time talking about estate planning. But anything that we practice, you know, if you call in, we'll reserve you a free consult. One of our paralegals will reach out to you, get you on one of our attorney's schedules to talk to you for 15 minutes, just to figure out what's going on. Maybe it's something we can help you with. Maybe it's something that we can't, but maybe we can get you in a good direction. And so we've kind of done that as a courtesy to the folks who who listen to the program, and we're going to continue to do that. So,
complimentary consult available. All you've got to do is call this number, 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Again, Judica County Radio, hosted by Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, practicing attorneys here in North Carolina, and offices placed for your convenience in Raleigh, Garner, Cleveland, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. We're back with more, and we'll start our legal questions from the listeners. That's all coming up next. Back on Judica County Radio, hosted by Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, practicing attorneys here in North Carolina, offices located for you in Raleigh, Garner, Cleveland, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. I'm Morgan Patrick, and each and every week it's about legalese. It's about asking questions, getting answers to your legal questions. And there's going to be an opportunity for you to get on the calendar with Whitaker and Hamer. They're complimentary consults, and there are two ways you can do this. You can call the number 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Grab one of those complimentary consults. You can also email questions@judicacountyradio.com. Again, questions@judicacountyradio.com. Just say, hey, I'd like one of those consults, and they will set one up for you. All right, guys, we're back, and we're into our questions. What's up first?
All right, so we got three listener questions today. I try to pick these out from consults I have, people I talk to during the week, because I always figure if someone has this question, if I know one person who has this question, maybe a lot of people have this question, maybe it'll be interesting to them. But our first one today is kind of an easement question. And before we get into that, Joseph, what are easements? Tell the people what easements are.
Yeah, so, you know, there's different rights in land. And so, you know, you have fee simple ownership, which is essentially you own the entirety of the property. It's yours. An easement is a type of legal right, but generally it's going to be a type of right where you have the ability to enter onto a property for some purpose, whether that be access to utilities, sewer, septic, or whether it's just for access in general. So there's your very fantastic, if I do say so myself, definition of what an easement is.
Yeah, and so it's that's exactly what it is, right? So you buy a property, you own it, but you're going to own it subject to any easements of record, right? And so most people, you probably have an easement, you probably have a utility easement on your property, so the power company could put in power and maintain it. You might have some city sewer easement so that you can get water and sewer. Those are utility easements. Most everybody has those. And then our question today is about an access easement. And so this is going to be a situation where usually these are not in like subdivisions. These are kind of out in the country, but like you got a couple of people who need to access the main road, and their parcels would be landlocked if they didn't have an easement. And so a lot of the times the parcel closest to the road maybe gives an easement so the people behind them can access the public road. So access easements are usually all about getting landlocked people to a public road. And so that's the situation our first question comes out of. And so, again, I paraphrase these and take all the names out of it, kind of bleach it and make it good for radio. But my neighbors have an easement to cross my land to get to a public street. They recently got access to another public road. So in this situation, they've been using the easement. They have a legal easement to cross our client's property to get to a public road. There's been some development on the other side of the neighbor's parcel, and so now they have direct access to a new public road, right? So they were landlocked except for this easement, and now they have access to a new public road. And our neighbor's question, because our client's question, he doesn't really like his neighbors. He wants to block that easement so they cannot cross it now that they have access to a public road. Does that make sense, Morgan? You're the non-attorney here on the broadcast. Does that fact pattern
Yeah, that sense. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, they have access, and yeah, I would want to, if I own that piece, or, you know, if it was coming through my property, I would look into that and at least ask those questions. Obviously, if he doesn't have that that alternate access, you know, you're kind of over a barrel. But I think that's a fair question.
What do you say to that, Joseph?
Well, first off, man, I think Morgan's he's very close to becoming an attorney just through his experience on this show, man. We can't undersell.
I'm learning from the best.
We can't undersell.
I'm learning from the minds of Whitaker and Hamer.
All of our listeners are basically attorneys at this point, man. I think we've equipped them with the tools that they need. But
I'm not an attorney, but I play one on the radio.
That's right. Yeah, you know,
I play around with attorneys on the radio. That's what I do.
So if you have an easement, and again, easements can be very broad. They can be very specific. They can be well-defined. The majority of access easements are going to give you the right to access this property in what we call perpetuity, so forever, right? And they'll be appurtenant to and run with the land, meaning if you deed the property to somebody else, that easement's going to survive and it's going to exist. And so in the absence of some termination of that easement's there, man. You know, the fact that you've got alternate access, while maybe annoying, especially if you hate this neighbor, is not going to, in and of itself, defeat the valid easement that they have.
Well, Joe, you just said unless it's terminated. What's the process of terminating the easement? I would think that would be the next step.
Yeah, it's the same way you put it in place. So an easement is on public record. Any kind of anything that's going to impact a right to land ownership, it's got to be on public record because you have to give the public notice of it for it to be valid. So you put an easement on record, whether that be through recording a plat map that shows it or whether it be through just drawing a deed up that explains and describes the easement, and you're going to take it away the same way. You're going to record a termination of that easement. So, again, it's all about the public record.
Yeah, and I think the important thing here for our client, the person who came and asked us this question, is they cannot, in this situation, you are not going to be able to unilaterally terminate that easement. If you block it, you would be liable for potentially for damages, and you're probably going to get sued. When we talk about terminating the easement, you and the owner of the land behind you would have to come to a written agreement that it's being terminated.
That's
and you
right.
would an attorney would usually draw that up for you. You'd have to have it notarized. The original would get recorded at the Register of Deeds in the county where the properties are located. And that's how you terminate an easement. So that property, the neighbor here just has two access points. And maybe he stops using the easement altogether because it doesn't make sense for them, but the easement doesn't go away.
Yeah, you still could have an issue if you went and just plowed it, you know?
Yeah, and easements can be abandoned. There's other, you know, there's other solutions here, but if the neighbor has access, and a lot of people... This never happens between two neighbors who get along and have a nice, loving relationship, right? This always happens between two neighbors who, for right or wrong, you know, don't get along and aren't gonna talk about it, right? That's how these things usually get to us. Because if you have a good relationship with your neighbor, you usually just go talk to them. I'm like, hey, man, this really helped me out.
What a concept, man. Yeah.
Just go talk
but,
to them.
And that's, you know, you can't really blame people for not getting along, but... I tell you what, man, when you get along with your neighbors, your life's a lot easier. We get a lot of calls from folks whose, you know, neighbors aren't very respectful of maybe causing a lot, you know, making a lot of noise, violating covenants, you know, like there's a lot of tree issues. You find out how much you like your neighbor if you got a tree that's about to fall down on your property that's growing on their property, right? Those are all kinds of ways where this kind of thing comes up. But yeah, a deeded easement is a right in land, and it more than likely is not, you're not able to unilaterally terminate that. And that, man, we get so many calls where people didn't understand maybe when they bought the property there was an easement, right? Maybe didn't understand what that meant, or maybe didn't know at all that there was an easement, or it hadn't been used in a long time.
So let me ask this question, guys. So if you're out there and you're thinking about investing in real estate, what steps do you need to take to maybe make sure you're aware of everything that's coming with this piece of property? The easements obviously would be a big one.
Well, that's a tricky situation because in practice, the way that purchasing real estate generally works is you're gonna do some due diligence, but your due diligence is generally gonna be limited to inspections, appraisals, things like that speak to the value of the property. And it's not until you have a title search done by an attorney, which is going to be generally after the point that you're under contract, that any kind of title-related issues, like the lack of an easement, the existence of an easement, those types of things are going to be revealed. So if you wanted to get out in front of those things, it's really talking to an attorney, man, which, again, is not really typical the way that it would normally flow. But if you're investing in some fashion in a commercial way, or you're doing it, you know, you're trying to start a business doing that, having a good relationship with an attorney makes a lot of sense. And we do that for folks that come and that do ask. But, yeah, man, that's really it.
Yeah, I think usually in most cases a seller is probably going to end up disclosing most, you know, like a I don't think most sellers will be able to hide the ball if it's like an access easement. Or when you go to the property and you look at the property, you're probably going to be able to see, right, if someone's actively using an access easement, it'll be like a driveway, it'll be worn down. So, like, you'll have probably some hints, but like Joe said, you know, an attorney is going to do a title search and we should find an easement.
Or the lack of an easement. That's another, you know, we haven't talked about it, but that's it.
Yeah.
The lack of an easement for a landlocked parcel is like the death knell and can just be an absolute nightmare scenario for you.
And then getting a survey, which we always recommend anytime you're going to buy a real property, is to get a survey if you don't have, if it hasn't recently been surveyed. And a survey is going to tell you kind of where everything is. It's kind of our eyeballs. Like me and Joe, we can do a title search and find different things and who owned it and what liens were on it. And sure, this deed mentions an easement, but it's tough to tell where it is. The survey survey kind of completes the picture, you know.
Well, I would think with all the growth, I mean, obviously we've seen it over the last 20 years in this market, you're going to have, you know, parcels all over the place that don't have easements, and you're going to have to create something as these pieces of land are getting sold off for development, or, you know, just to build a private home, or just to have that land. But again, easement question is a big one. There's going to be an opportunity during the course of this show that you can get in touch with Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. There are complimentary consults available. Again, you're leaving the checkbook at home. Call this number, 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. You can also hit us up on email, questions@judicacountyradio.com, and just say, hey, I'd love one of those consults, and they will fill out that form for you and get you set up with an appointment. 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Or email questions@judicacountyradio.com and say, grab one of those consults for me. All right, another edition of Judica County Radio will continue on the other side. Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners. Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm are your hosts. They're practicing attorneys here in North Carolina. Offices located Raleigh, Garner, Cleveland, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. We'll take a short break. We're back on the other side. We are back on Judica County Radio. Your hosts, Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, they're managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. They're practicing attorneys here in North Carolina. They've got offices conveniently located for you in Raleigh, Garner, Cleveland, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. I'm Morgan Patrick. My privilege to hang out with the fellas, the attorneys, each and every week on Judica County, and we get into a lot of different subjects. And today, it is listener questions. We've talked about, again, a land situation, an easement situation, access situation. We've handled that one. Now, here's the next question, and that is, what kind of estate plan does my college kid need? Josh, what prompted this? I mean, obviously, you've got kids that are a little bit younger, but there are a lot of people out there that have kids heading into college, and actually the college kid might be thinking about this too.
You know, I spend a lot of time talking to folks, and so this is a planning issue, right? So we're talking about estate planning, but this is a planning issue. And I'm very good at certain types of planning. Like me and Joseph, we spend a lot of time business planning, right?
Yeah.
Planning out the law firm, the other things that we're involved in, planning out the radio show. So I'm really good at that.
Definitely plan. We plan this hard, man.
So much planning.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of hours a week going to planning this show.
All right. So I'm good.
Oh, yeah. I could literally walk through the dark just on the sound of your voice, yeah, guys, and I would feel very comfortable, yeah, if I were even on a cliff ledge. Yeah.
But one thing I'm not, like, I'm real bad at, and this afternoon is what I'm doing. Like, I don't make my doctor's appointments like I'm supposed to. Like, I can't remember the last time.
You don't
I
need
went
it, dude. Look at you.
Doctor.
You were, look at you.
Picture of
the
wonderful.
Form. Like, it's like God sent down the perfect specimen from heaven, and it's just you, man.
I started wearing my glasses.
With the beard, he's more Moses. Yeah. He's more Moses.
He is Moses, basically.
I started wearing my glasses a couple of years ago because I got tired of going to the doctor to get new contacts, right? Because I haven't, and then like I need to get to the dentist, right, real bad.
Oh, your teeth look great, man. What are you talking about?
I'm real bad at making those appointments. So today, that's what I'm gonna start doing. Christmas break, I'm gonna call. I don't know.
Is that a pre-New Year's resolution you just made, man?
I was gonna say it sounds like a resolution. You're gonna
get my physical.
Do the dentist.
Do the yeah.
What was that commercial that was like, "Hey, do it today"? You know what I'm talking about? That's you right now.
I'm gonna do it. I don't think I've had a physical in a couple of years. I had this theory where they can't tell you you're dying of cancer if you don't go to the doctor.
That's been my working theory,
but that's bad because we get
head
on the radio.
In the sand theory. That's a good theory, man.
We get on the radio. We talk to people about getting your estate plan set up, not waiting, don't let it sneak up on you. And here I am.
Yeah, to lead by example,
dude.
That's
them, not you, man. That's not you. That's them.
But this is a planning issue, and this is you know, different people have the capacity to plan for different things. And anyway, yeah, we got a lot of college kids back home right now this time of year, and I had someone ask me, you know, what should their estate plan look like? Because you don't think about, a lot of people wouldn't think about estate planning, right, for their college kid, and they're young and healthy, but you know, bad things do happen. But even not thinking about the bad things is like, what should a normal younger person, college age person, you know, they usually don't have a lot of assets. They could, but I think most college age kids, when I was college age, they didn't have squat unless
squat
you want to buy
diddly.
Used four-door Grand Am, you know,
72 empty Natty Light cans. That's a possession, right?
My liquor bottle collection that I put neon in, you know.
That's pretty
cool. But I think Joe, very very basic level, they should at least have POAs, and a lot of it's because they're living the Josh Whitaker lifestyle where they're not making their appointments, right?
Yeah.
So POA, healthcare POA, that. I would think that would come in handy, Joseph.
Josh, it's almost like you're a seasoned attorney with many years of attorneying under your belt, because, by God, what an answer that was, man. That is correct. At minimum, POAs. Yeah, that's really the main thing, man. When you're older and you're away from home, you are no longer a minor, and those POAs can come in handy, in great handy for you.
Yeah, I mean, it can be simple things too. You know, we had a problem with our cable, and I guess I started the account like 10 years ago when we started our cable account, and my wife was trying to call in on it, and they wouldn't talk to her because she wasn't on the account. And I take that to the extreme. You know, like if you're, God forbid, your college age child is in a car accident, you need to talk to somebody. They're going to ask for, okay, well, where's your healthcare POA? You know, sometimes it's not just enough to be the parent. And so having a power of attorney so that you can handle, like Joseph said, bank account issues, maybe you're helping them, you know, start an investment account or whatever you're doing, especially if they're far away and you're handling their affairs back home. And a healthcare POA would allow you to talk to their doctors and things like that. And then I think in addition to that, if you're going through the motions, just adding a simple will. Right? Because God forbid, the worst case scenario, something happens to your college age kid, you know, having a will where they say that you're going to be the executor of their estate, where they say you're not required to post a bond, things like that, that kind of make it complicated. Because we've had to help parents who have lost their college aged adult children. And, you know, they have to open up an estate to deal with, even if you're just dealing with debt, like, there's things that you have to do, and having a will in place, or you know, having a living will in addition to the healthcare POA. So, just a very simple estate plan can save you a lot of time and energy if something, you know, just terrible were to happen.
Judica County Radio, Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, practicing attorneys here in North Carolina. I'm Morgan Patrick. There are consults available. These are complimentary. All you've got to do is call 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. You can also email us questions at judicacountyradio.com and just ask for one of those consults, and they will set that up for you. Questions at judicacountyradio.com. Again, the number 800-659-1186. We're in the middle of a listener question program, holiday edition. Have a little fun with that. But we'll be back with more questions coming up on the other side. You're listening to Judica County Radio. We are back on Judica County Radio. Your hosts, Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. They're practicing attorneys here in North Carolina, and they put offices almost everywhere for your convenience. Raleigh, Garner, Cleveland, Clayton, Goldsboro, Pequave Arena, Gastonia, and Moorhead City. I'm Morgan Patrick, and each and every week we talk legalese, and this week we're focusing in on listener questions. We do offer up consults, and these are complimentary. You're leaving the checkbook at home. All you've got to do is call 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. You can also email us questions at judicacountyradio.com. If you have a question you'd like to hear answered on the program, certainly put it in there. But you can also ask for one of the consults that are complimentary. That's questions at judicacountyradio.com.
In Judica County, where truth prevails, Josh and Joe lay down law state, outlaw lawyers. With a tale to tell, their voices echo where justice dwells. Outlaws and truth lighting the way through Judica night and Judica day. In dusty courthouses where stories unfold, Josh and Joe fight against the lies, so with twain to voice, justice in sight, they shine a light through the darkest night. Outlaws of truth, lighting the way, learning payoffs for each word they say.
All right, I love it. And right up until the train wreck at the end, Josh, I love it.
I like the outlaw nature of that. I always thought that was funny. You know, as lawyers, we have to take an oath that we'll, you know, uphold the justice system and, you know, always operate, you know, in an ethical manner. You know, so the juxtaposing that with the outlaw country movement of the 1970s, I find funny. Maybe other people don't find that entertaining. I find that entertaining.
Oh, it's hilarious, man. I had to mute my mic. That's how hard I was laughing, hyperventilating on the ground.
That's the kind of things that amuse me. Right?
I'm in the holiday spirit. This very Christmassy themed show, man, has done it. I was not, you know, at all.
I wish there was like a, maybe we can think about this for an upcoming show, but I wish there was like a holiday Christmas case theme. We probably could figure something out like that if we wanted to, you know.
Oh, easy, easy peasy, man. Have you ever heard of that? What was that one case? Santa Claus was involved in it. They made a movie about it. You heard about that one?
Yeah. I haven't watched that movie in probably, I would say I'm 48, 35 years. I haven't watched that in a long time.
Wow.
Did you watch it yesterday?
No. What are you talking about? I don't think that's not in my rotation, man.
I don't think I've watched any Christmassy stuff yet.
Me and my kids watch Home Alone like 87 times. That's what we do. And then recreate it. We go and we rob our neighbor's house. That's what we do.
It's our holiday tradition.
That's our Christmas tradition, yeah.
I've called Elf. I think Elf was on. Oh, and I've seen some Christmas Bob's Burgers, right?
So that's what? Something. What a random
Bob's Burgers.
just a Christmas episode of Bob's
Burgers?
Yeah, they
have Christmas episodes, and they'll play them all the time.
All right.
We end up talking about estate planning a lot because that affects everybody. And so our third listener question today, I'm kind of taking a couple of folks that I've talked to here over the last couple of weeks, but we have folks, especially folks who've moved here from other states that have slightly different laws than we do and estate taxes, right? Every state kind of has a different take on death taxes, estate taxes, inheritance taxes. And so if you're from a state where they actually have hefty inheritance taxes, estate taxes, your attorney in that state may have developed an estate plan for you that might be very different from what a North Carolina attorney would do. And so I've seen that a time or two and have had clients who have – there's all different kinds of trust. Me and Joseph have talked about that before. But in this question was, I have a revocable trust – and an irrevocable trust.
Aren't you fancy? Let's just brag about it.
what is the difference? And some people are like, why do I have both of these, right? They'll even ask me that question. You know, we had a client who's moved a couple of times, and they've had a couple of different estate planning attorneys in several different states. And so they've got this hodgepodge of estate planning that they've kind of accumulated during their moves, and they're coming to us and they're kind of laying it on the table. Like, here's what I got. Here's where the house is. Here's where the house in New York is. We got a rental property in California and it's here. And so we kind of look at it all together. And if you're going to be a resident of North Carolina, if that's where we say domiciled, right? If that's where you're going to live, if that's where you're going to be domiciled, then we need to look at North Carolina, your North Carolina based estate plan. And so Joseph, that's what I would say to you. That'd be my question to you. What are the differences between an irrevocable trust and a revocable trust? Not even why you would use one or the other, but basically what is the main differences between the two?
Well, man, I know this might come as a surprise to you, and I don't want to oversimplify the answer, but one is revocable while the other is irrevocable. There you go.
Yeah, that's the big
difference. That's really it, man. That's really it. One is essentially you maintain control over it, and at any point you can establish that control. It's almost as if you own the property yourself, assuming in this setup that it's a revocable trust that you are the settler, beneficiary, and primary trustee of. And the irrevocable piece, It's as the settler, meaning you're the person who establishes this trust. It's not very easy. There are barriers, if not prohibitions, outright prohibitions to modifying, terminating, or amending that trust.
Yeah, an irrevocable trust, you are losing control of whatever's going in there, whatever assets going in there, because you have to name a trustee. Usually you would name a trustee that's not you. So you may get some benefit from the whatever's in there. We'll say it's like a house, right? We'll say it's like real property. And so you can be the lifetime beneficiary of that property, but you are usually not the trustee. The trustee is the one who controls and manages the trust. And so the trustee has power to sell what's in that trust. And you're giving up control. And sometimes in elder law, sometimes if we're talking about trying to avoid Medicaid liens and things like that, sometimes irrevocable trust makes sense, depending on what your goal is. And in some states, they're used to prevent some state-specific estate taxes. But irrevocable trusts are not used as often as a revocable trust. For most people in North Carolina, when you go to set up your estate plan, you're going to be talking to us about a revocable trust. And there's a revocable trust, like Joseph said, you're maintaining control. It's in a trust. You don't own it personally, but you are getting the benefit of it as the beneficiary. You are the trustee, so you're managing it. And then usually there's a provision in there where you can revoke the trust. You can say, you know, just kidding, this trust doesn't exist anymore. And all that stuff comes back to you. It's not a taxable event. And so that's the biggest difference. And again, there can be legal reasons and factual situations for either one. But I think most estate planning leans towards revocable trust.
Well, a lot of people don't want to lose that control, man. You know, and that's when we sit down with folks, that's one of the primary selling points of a revocable trust, is the fact that it's really, other than the cost to set it up, it's generally just going to be benefits to you. You don't lose any of your ability to deal with the property. You don't lose anything. You know, you can still do business with that property. You can refinance. You can sell it. You can whatever you need to do. But you get the benefits of having that property in trust, in addition to maintaining ownership and control of it as well.
And there's other tax differences. You know, if your heirs inherit something through an irrevocable trust that you set up, they're going to owe taxes on, you know, like right now, if I died tomorrow, nothing in trust, right? If I died tomorrow, my heirs would inherit my real property at we call it a stepped up basis, right? They would inherit it at what it was worth the day I died, which is important. They don't owe, like if I bought a house for $10,000 in 1952 and I die tomorrow and it's worth $3 million, no one has to pay taxes on that appreciation. My heirs inherit it as if they bought it for $3 million. So if they turned around and sold it, they wouldn't really owe any taxes on that, right? That's a benefit right now of leaving things to your heirs. You put it in a revocable trust, that doesn't change. Your heirs would still inherit it as if it was they bought it for $3 million, not $10,000 in 1952. An irrevocable trust is different. People who inherit via an irrevocable trust, they're going to get stuck with your basis or the trust basis, right? So they're going to owe some taxes if in that same scenario. So the irrevocable trust, the things that it does well that you need it for, you need it for, but you don't want to use those just willy-nilly. Like you don't want to use that unless you really need that planning tool. But yeah, like Joe said, it's a very simple difference technically, but the reasons you might use them are very varied, and you got to be aware of their positives but also their downfalls. So I think most normal, I say normal people, right? The average person who comes in and needs an estate plan does not need an irrevocable trust. I think that's safe to say, Joseph.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say, man. I'll give you permission to say that on the internet.
I probably right somebody now. Might call me and say, "No, Josh, you got that wrong." But that's what I see normally.
I gave you permission, man. It's fine.
I don't
there's
know if
nothing that
higher...
can take it back. There's no take backs on that permission.
I don't know if there's some higher authority I need to reach out to for their approval, but I should. This is always a good time to point out that me and Joseph were licensed attorneys, but only in the state of North Carolina. So anytime we're talking about something we've seen in another state, we've seen that as just just a random person. Like we don't have any authority to speak to the laws of California or New York or Massachusetts. You know, we're just observers. We're only licensed to practice law in North Carolina, and that's why we talk about estate planning from a specifically North Carolina perspective. You know.
We are in the middle of a listener question show, Judica County Radio, hosted by our attorneys Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. They're practicing attorneys here in North Carolina. Offices located convenient for you in Raleigh, Garner, Cleveland, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. The complimentary consults we've been talking about, available by calling 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Just leave your contact information. And again, that's a complimentary consult available to you. You can also email us questions@judicacountyradio.com. That's questions@judicacountyradio.com. And again, you can send us questions. We'll answer them on a future program. But you can also reserve one of those complimentary consults by emailing us questions@judicacountyradio.com. We've got one more segment coming up on the other side. You're listening to Judica County Radio. Judica County Radio, hosted by Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. Again, practicing attorneys here in North Carolina, and they put offices almost on every street corner: Raleigh, Garner, Cleveland, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. I'm Morgan Patrick. My privilege to get on here and sometimes referee between Josh and Joe, but it's always about legalese. Sometimes it's just about life. But there are opportunities to get on the calendar with Whitaker and Hamer with a complimentary consult, and all you have to do is call 800-659-1186. Leave your contact information, briefly what the call is about, 800-659-1186, and just say, hey, I want one of those complimentary consults. You can also email us questions at JuticaCountyRadio.com. That's questions at JuticaCountyRadio.com. Send us a question for a future program. We'll answer it for you from a legal standpoint, but you can also reserve one of those consults. Questions at JuticaCountyRadio.com. Josh?
All right, so we had three listener questions today. I think we tackled them all. But kind of in there, we talked about just planning, right, and not letting things get the better of you. And I use that example where I'm very bad at making my doctor, dentist, eye appointments, and I want to get better at that. I kind of put those off to the side, you know, and so I'm gonna do better at that. But a lot of this stuff that we see, a lot of people who come talk to us, no matter what it's about, you know, I've kind of put things off until it kind of gets to a critical mass, you know. And that's why I like estate planning, because people are taking the initiative. Everybody's busy. You know, you're working, you got the kids stuff, and to actually take the time to get it done, it's not as invasive and bad of a process as it may sound like. But you know, a lot of people in business, right? Business planning, estate planning, some people get like traffic tickets and don't deal with them, and those things kind of can kind of snowball into, you know, a suspended license or a revoked license. And so these little things that we let fester, and I'm as bad as anybody, you know, that's one of the reasons we do the free consults, Morgan, is we're trying to, it's a good way to kind of just take the time for free, and Joseph or me or whoever you end up talking to can kind of get you in the right direction. If it's something the firm can help you with, we'll always tell you what our fees are, what it'll cost you, what we think the timeline is. If it's something that we can't help you with, or you're not ready to deal with just yet, at least you'll have, you know, some knowledge. So I've talked to a lot of folks in these free consults and just kind of given them a path forward. And maybe they're not ready to take that path yet, but sometimes we can get bogged down with the weight of everything that we have to deal with on a daily basis. And sometimes just, you know, I was telling somebody else the other day, the firm, you know, we have our attorneys that work at the firm that handle a bunch of different practice areas that we talk about on the show, but the firm often has to retain an attorney to help the firm, right? If that makes sense. So we have, the firm has a employment attorney, because we don't practice employment law, and we have a lot of employees, and sometimes we need advice from an attorney who knows, you know, about that, you know. And we have a ethics counsel, right? So if something comes up at the firm and we need to go we retain that attorney. So there's all kinds of attorneys out there, and if you have a problem that needs legal attention, don't be like me putting off a potential medical problem that I may have because I don't want to go to the doctor. And for me, you know, I'm lucky, I've got insurance, right? It's not an issue of money.
Just brag about it.
it's an issue of time and planning.
Look, man, I want to clarify something you said earlier, because you were talking about, you know, people procrastinating, not doing what they need to do, you know, not coming in for their estate planning appointment, their business planning appointment, their traffic ticket. You get this thing, you get this ticket, your license get revoked. It's a snowball effect. Is it fair to say that your basic point is, if someone doesn't take advantage of this free consult, they're going to ruin their lives? Is that fair to say?
I think it is.
Is that kind of the point you're making? Like, if you don't take advantage of this free consult,
what are you doing? You're blowing it.
Well, the consult is available, and I'll give the phone number out, 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Leave your contact information. An attorney with Whitaker and Hamer will be in touch, and they'll set up that complimentary consult. And again, you can just ask these legal questions, and you can also send it to us email, questions at JuticaCountyRadio.com. We'd love a question for a future program. If you've got one, something you've been pondering from the legal world. But also, you can just say, hey, I want one of these consults. Questions at JuticaCountyRadio.com. Radio.com. You're not going to say it. You're going to type it in there, right? It's an email. So anyway, questions at JuticaCountyRadio.com. So, Josh, you started thinking about estate planning because, you know, it's the end of the year for you and you're thinking about medical thing, you know, getting a checkup and making sure your dentist stuff's online. Is this you or is this your wife encouraging you? I'm just going to guess.
This is me. I saw a guy on Twitter or X, and he put that, you know, he always makes jokes about getting older, which I guess we're all getting older. Nobody's getting younger, right? But
that's right.
He said he's reached that age where he can only I can only sit in this position for so long age. That's what he said, you know.
Yeah.
And so I had to get on the floor the other day and put something together with the kids, and getting up was a challenge, man, with my knees and my it hurt me. It hurt me to know that, like, me sitting cross-legged for 30 minutes was like a death blow. You know?
Like, that's very surprising to me, man, because I looking at you, you, me and Morgan talk about it all the time. It's a sidebar. You look incredible. I know. Oh, yeah. Sorry. No. You look incredible.
Josh, no, we're concerned.
Yeah. You look, honest to God, like a statue, like a living statue of a man.
I feel like I'm going to order.
I'm proud of you.
I feel like I'm going to order my McRib today for lunch, and then you guys are going to come in with all my friends and family and do like an intervention. Like, Josh, put down that McRib.
Nah, you need more of them, man. You can't. You need more. I think there's this point. If you eat too few McRibs, bad for you. But if you eat enough, if you tip the scales far enough, I think it's very, very good for
you. Well, listen, I'm just going to say this. Our devices are always listening to us, and the fact that you said the words McRib out loud, now your phone is going to concentrate on all the healthy things you need to be doing to counteract the actual consumption of the McRib. And since you are getting older, Josh, and you are obviously younger than me, get ready. Your phone's going to explode. It's going to be how to stretch, how to get the most hip movement, how to make those knees feel better. You're going to have a complete regimen available on your smartphone. Just follow a few of these super gurus and get down on the floor and stretch some. You'll be okay.
Josh's phone has adapted, and it's just like him, man. It's nothing. It's McRib. It's just McRib ads around every corner. He's texting his wife, and it's literally there's a McRib ad popping up in the text message.
The guy.
That's it, man.
The guy
who
owns the local.
What to get Josh for the holidays? A McRib.
Yeah. The guys who own the local McDonald's are just sitting around like, how can we get Josh to buy more McRibs?
That's all we need, man. McDonald's stock is going through the roof.
He's keeping us going. No. I look at my kids, man. I look at my kids, and one of them's getting kind of to college age. And, you know, they're so young, so much hope, right? So much, you know, can do anything they want to. They'll go lift weights. They'll go run like 8 miles. And I remember when I lost that. Like, I think I pinpointed like the exact moment where, like,
hey, when was it? I need to know because I got there yet.
I think it was when I tore my
ACL. Had to get up and go to work?
No, I think it was when
I tore your ACL. How old were you?
39, 40.
Oh, Jesus.
I think that's when it left me, Joseph. I think that's when it was like, you know, maybe you'll just maybe that's not for you. Maybe that life's not for you anymore. You know, I had to limp into work, you know, to pay my bills. Yeah. But anyway. The holidays are always a good time to reflect, even if you have an estate plan in place. I meet with a lot of people who got an estate plan like 15 years ago when their kids were young. Needs to be changed. Different concerns you're more worried about. When they're younger, you're more worried about guardianship and who's going to take care of them and how your trust is going to get funded and life insurance. And as they get older, you're more concerned about you have stuff now, you know, and you're more concerned about how that stuff gets to them at what age and things like that. So things change. Priorities change, and you usually have a lot more stuff to deal with. That's how life goes. You kind of accumulate more stuff as you go along.
Well, these are all important questions to have answers to. And listen, if you've got a legal question, if you've got something that you're going through, you can get a complimentary consult with Whitaker and Hamer by calling 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Leave your contact information. An attorney with Whitaker and Hamer will reach out to you and set up one of those complimentary consults. You can also email us, questions at JuticaCountyRadio.com. Leave us a question for a future program. That maybe it's something that you're going through you'd like an answer to. But you can also get one of the consults. Reserve a spot. Questions at JuticaCountyRadio.com. And again, just leave us a message, and they will set up that consult for you. And if you're thinking about maybe a gift for Josh this holiday season, think McRib. Think gift certificate, and I think he would be very, very pleased. Another edition of Judica County Radio is in the books for Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, and practicing attorneys here in North Carolina. I'm Morgan Patrick. We'll see you on the radio next week.
Judica County is hosted by attorneys licensed to practice law in North Carolina. Some of the guests appearing on this podcast may be licensed North Carolina attorneys. Discussion on this podcast is meant to be general in nature, and in no way should the discussion be interpreted as legal advice. Legal advice can only be rendered once an attorney, licensed in the state in which you live, has the opportunity to discuss the facts of your case with you. The attorneys appearing on this podcast are speaking in generalities about the law in North Carolina and how these laws affect the average North Carolinian. If you have any questions about the content of this show, you can direct such inquiry to Joshua Whitaker at jmw@mwhlaw.lawyer.